Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Sanjay Gupta was one of those six guy talking ass with us earlier there. Called people stupid because they are.
Yeah, yeah. Today's a great day if you're one of those people like that hates us but loves guests.
Oh, yeah.
Mina Savara was cool.
Yeah.
Dr. Gupta is always cool.
Yeah. Us tomorrow. John going to call again tomorrow, John Morgan?
He may. I'll have to text him and see what his... Right. I know he's traveling in tomorrow, so he might be in the airport.
All right. Craig Evans in the house. You mentioned yesterday, I think we got into a rap about who hosts Price is Right now.
Drew Carey.
There was a primetime one last
night. Yeah, I didn't know that
with,
was...
With Adam Devine.
Oh.
They bring in celebrities now to help out on the nighttime one. Yeah.
And often they do
it
that.
It was funny because I don't know. I never saw primetime Price is Right, but my wife was tired of the impeachment. So was I. So I flipped around, left it on for a little bit. He's got a big gray beard going now.
Yeah.
Not Adam.
Okay. I thought you meant Adam Devine.
No, like, Devine,
Drew Carey.
Devine looks like
he's
he has
like 40.
For, Devine looks like he has for years. Yeah, Drew Carey's got a big gray beard. But at one point.
Glasses and longer hair.
At one point, Devine, there's a lady, he's assigned to some lady to help her out. She goes, should I do it again? He goes, I'd do it again. And she goes, ah, womp. She lost. He goes, I think that was on me. And she lost. Yeah. Yeah, but we were talking about Drew Carey yesterday. That's why it came to mind. Yeah.
I keep seeing promos for a primetime Wheel of Fortune celebrity.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Riggle?
Yeah.
I thought I saw Rob Riggle in there.
I saw his name.
I think that there you can produce those shows with the social distance because they're just
sure
everybody's getting tests. They're further apart, you know.
Yeah. I also saw they threw out a couple more names for Celebrity Jeopardy hosts.
Oh, yeah?
Mayim Bialik.
Okay.
And one of the guys from 60 Minutes, I think.
Okay.
Older black gentleman. I'm not sure. I forget. He's a reporter.
When's your boy there?
They still haven't nailed that down.
All right.
Said sometime soon.
Yeah.
After they get kicked out of the playoffs.
Yeah. You.
Well, yeah, you hoist the trophy and then you're done.
Packers Chiefs Super Bowl. I think it's going to happen.
I'm almost caught up on the Jeopardy. I think the next episode I watch will be.
Spoiler alert, he dies.
His final episode.
All right.
Because the one I watched yesterday, he mentioned Christmas Eve. So obviously they intended to end the run on Christmas Day, but they added a couple weeks of reruns.
Yeah, what it was
in between. Yeah.
So another death in our Deadpool, Julie Strain.
Because I was yelling at the TV yesterday, saying, "Jesus Christ, that was 2 weeks ago, Alex." Because he mentioned Christmas Eve. The hell's wrong with you?
Dead.
Julie Strain passed away. She was the queen of the B movies.
Yeah.
Penthouse Pet of the Month for June of 91, Pet of the Year for 93.
How many had her?
16 players.
Okay.
Had Julie Strain. And they are Clark Kent's wheelchair.
Oh, he's been around for
Clint
years.
Clint B311, Colonel Potter in the 38th Parallel.
That's a great band name.
The MASH names are getting more complicated.
It's also a great band name, too.
I'm not going to try that with my sock.
Oh, pink it? Make it pink?
No. There's a I'm just not sure what this means, and it's very tough to say. Got and it. I'm just going to leave the word cuck out of it.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, good.
Die in hell.
Okay.
And one of the players that had Julie Strain.
Sometimes I don't know if you just take because you do tell us to die in hell.
Never in there.
Right. Is that a Deadpool player or an interjection?
Dink Martindale, both. Downloading Porn with Dave, Elvis 76, Finding Your Rectum, Jack Nicklaus, Forearm Skin, Nick's Academic Advisor gets a hit.
Hey, second hit for that guy.
Sewer cool. Pickle Sickle gets a hit, Skin Dogs, Lap Hog, Teeny Gorilla Weenie, and Todd's In-Home Shooting Range.
All right. We still have the...
We're done.
I'm just saying, is it no leaderboard change still with three hits?
Jim Abbott, yeah, that is correct. We have four lists with three hits. Two of the lists are from Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand, our winner last year. Man. Also, Peanut Butter for Wego and Holden McGroin all have three hits right now.
Another former winner, man. This is becoming like Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State every year. They keep bats. We need a new team in there.
There's a top tier separating them.
Where the hell's God of Thunder coming in at, Nick?
Oh, real weak.
All right.
I think
you have one hit, right?
One hit.
That guy wants to be called P before you go.
Yeah.
P before you go. That doesn't stand for peanut butter.
It says peanut butter.
Oh, it does. Okay.
No, because we thought that was it.
That was your guess.
That was your guess. Peanut butter week.
It actually says peanut butter.
Okay.
Yeah, because you thought that it was peanut butter for a guy named Wego.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is pee before you go.
Yeah, but the list name is actually apparently mocking someone who thought it was peanut butter for Wego.
Todd.
And
mocking Todd.
Yeah. It actually says peanut butter before we go.
Right. Todd actually thought that license plate meant peanut butter for Wego, right?
Yeah.
A guy named Wego.
I'm bad at reading license plates, too. I get behind cars. I go, eh. And my wife will just say it out loud. Oh, that's what that means. Oh, yeah, I'm an idiot. Because I've done that a long time ago. Is Julie? She goes, no, that's goat.
No, it says Jim.
Exactly. I'm serious. Some of them are that stupid where I go, oh, yeah, that was obvious. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but I don't like the ones that aren't obvious.
I don't like
an inside joke on your private plane.
No.
Yeah, but if you're going Jai Ms Scar, no, Jim's car. It says Jim's car.
Plus, I'm that guy. I've done that more than once. Sitting at red lights with my wife, and she'll just say it out loud what it is. I say, oh, yeah, you're right.
It drives me crazy when I can't figure them out.
I know. I follow them for blocks.
What's your plate mean?
Does she reach over and pet you on the head?
It's okay.
Just, you're
I
don't know stupid.
There's a brain
when
fart.
When I see a private plate that I can't understand, right. It's like one of those vague Facebook posts.
Right.
It's like you're talking to the masses here. Right. There's lots of people that see you. Or let us in on the inside joke.
I'm with you on that. You're right. Some people should just shut up.
The DMV needs to clamp down on inside jokes.
Right.
They could at least put a bumper sticker up or something that says what the plate means.
Gives you a little explanation, a little history.
You ain't going to get it. Move on.
Right.
That's all you need on the bumper sticker.
Many of the ones that I don't get, I kind of figure are just
initials.
Two people's initials.
Yeah. Well, you can kind of figure
it out. And then I assume I loathe them both.
Well, yeah, in that case, you shouldn't get the plate either because you're not even trying to be creative.
They're being cute.
Shut up.
And isn't that what really counts here?
No.
Because it's lazy.
Is that how cute they ordered? It's the cutest thing.
It's just lazy.
Can't find the regular size clothes.
Get yourself a regular license plate. And one of them specialty ones where it goes to a good cause.
Well, if you want to have, like you said, a vanity plate, make sure we all know what it means. You know,
that's all we ask.
Peanut Butter for Wego said that months ago.
I've been thrown out before by the Husker plates that'll say like KB for NU and be like KB for new. I'm like, oh, NU, right?
They're Husker plates.
That person must be KB
because all the good Husker plates have been taken. So I've seen people that just try to spell it somehow. I'm like, no, that's just stupid.
Was on this date in 2013 in a taped interview with Oprah Winfrey. Seven-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong admitted to taking performance-enhancing drugs to improve his cycling performance.
I'm telling you, man, watch that 30-30. It's such a great documentary.
Drew Brees is 42 today. Yeah. It's his birthday.
Did you see Frank Galliendo's little rap? Huh? Do you get the audio of that?
I can probably find it, yeah.
We got to play the audio.
I think SportsCenter retweeted him this morning. So he got some major movement out of that.
Yeah, it talks about him playing Brady, and you got to hear the audio. And he does it in it's a History Channel look, but he does it in Morgan Freeman's voice.
I think the actual graphic Brady tweeted out or put out on Instagram, and then somebody like – The story I read from Frank's feed was that Gronk wanted him to narrate it as Morgan Freeman.
Okay, well, that's what he does.
So he put it together.
It's a picture of Breeze and Brady, but it has them as graybeards, basically, in their uniforms. But the audio is what you got to hear.
Yeah, they look ancient in that image.
I know, but it's in Frank.
I got it here. Okay. I got it here. Hold on.
On January 17th, 2021, the two oldest living human beings on planet Earth will battle for the opportunity to play in the NFC Championship, which will probably be in Green Bay against that nice young man, Aaron Rodgers. But for now, it's great-grandpa Drew and the New Orleans Saints versus the Big Bang himself, Tom Brady, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The two oldest human beings on Earth. By the way, Frank's Wisconsin native, so that's why he's a suck up to the Packers.
The Big Bang himself, right. Tom Brady.
Right.
Who's taller, Lance Armstrong or Drew Brees?
Oh, God.
Lance.
Drew Brees is on, like, what, 5'10"?
I think he's like 6 foot even, which is short for an NFL quarterback.
Lance isn't any taller. I think Lance is 6 foot 6'1". So I'll just, because I saw that documentary.
6'1 is taller.
I know that, but I don't know if they have listed Breeze is 6'1 or 6 foot. I think normally they list Breeze at 6 foot.
But, I'm going Armstrong.
But I remember watching Armstrong. He was shorter than a lot of those cyclists he rode against. Like, he was like 5'11", I think, maybe. But I'm going to go with Lance Armstrong, 6'1".
Yeah, a lot of those cyclists aren't real big.
They're not real tall, no.
This one's tough.
And they don't weigh a bunch either. You don't see any 300-pound cyclists.
Or any weight at all.
No.
Yeah. I'll go with Lance, 6'1", Drew Breeze, 6 foot.
That's about what I'm thinking.
I know we don't need the numbers, but I'm just going to go with that. And, man, you don't do pushes. Because, I mean, I was originally going to say push, but you don't do pushes.
We don't.
So right. I'll say Lance is 6'1".
Drew Brees is taller just because every NFL team always exaggerates height and weight.
Well, they say he's 6 foot, so we're going to go by what they say.
Okay. Yeah. Even though 6 foot, I'll say Drew Brees is taller. I say Lance Armstrong is a little short of 6 feet.
I'll say Lance Armstrong.
Drew Brees shows up at 6 feet even.
Nick, where are you at, Nick?
Armstrong. I picked Armstrong being taller.
Lance Armstrong shows up at 5'10".
Oh, oh God
damn it.
I watched a documentary. I'm an ass. I'm dumb.
Well, they don't mention his height.
Yeah, they do. They talk about everything about that guy on that documentary.
Pay attention.
Well, you won, so shut up.
You did. The solo victory.
You're lucky I was wrong. No, you don't come across even really hating him. You don't like him. You just see. I was just interested to find out how all of it came down. And it's amazing to watch. Because even though he was lying to his friends and people's faces, and he's probably not a good dude, everybody was on. Everybody did it. Because the only way you could win was to do it. You know?
Yeah. I can't bring myself to hate Lance because I don't care about cycling.
Right. And he did so much good for cancer.
He did a lot of really good work for cancer research.
Right.
And from what I've been, you know, I've talked to people who have met him since the whole thing went down.
Since, okay. Because during, I heard he was a dick, right?
They said nowadays he's a very humble dude.
Okay, this has humbled him.
Yeah.
Because I've heard nothing but he's a dick.
No.
For years.
Well, then I guarantee you should watch the documentary because I came out of that documentary not really hating him, thinking, he seems like a decent guy that screwed up really royally bad. Don't get me wrong.
You know, I also heard that Live Strong was one of those charities that really didn't give a lot to cancer really gave a lot to their executives.
Apparently not in that documentary.
If they did something for cancer, right. I'm going to give him credit for it. Right. But yeah, apparently he showed up for the Rag Bri in Iowa. And in a few years since. And I've talked to people who have met him and said he was a very nice guy.
Yeah. Well, you can't be shamed anymore, and he already has. Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
No, you can't fall any further.
Make your own decision, but I just think the documentary is really interesting.
No, he's going to have to be a lot nicer to me to for me to come around.
Okay.
No. I think mainly the reason I can't hate him is because I really don't care about cycling.
No, and they were all.
I mean, that's
on
the
it.
Main one.
They were all juiced.
Yeah,
everybody. One of them. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And they probably still are.
Right. What if you can't be humbled by what he went through? You can't be humbled.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Everybody hating you.
Yeah.
Right. 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 Everybody hating him. Seriously, they get into that. Well, like I said, the most interesting part was when nobody was juicing, he was the best. And then that one summer, everybody started beating his team. And they were all juicing. So he had the juice again, and then he was the best again. So what I got out of that was everybody juiced, he's the best. Unjuiced, he was the best. So, you know, that's just the way the sport was. And it's still kind of lame. You know, this, like you said, I don't care about cycling.
Yeah. It was still like, what, a 400-mile bike ride that he won 15 times. So, you know, that's still pretty damn impressive.
He just lied about it, and I get people bumming out.
Yeah, he was the best.
I get both sides.
He was the best of the juicers.
Right. Well, juicers, by what they meant, what that meant was that wasn't roids. It was basically you could get more oxygen.
Blood doping.
Right,
yeah.
Blood
doping.
Yeah.
Right.
He beat all the other cheaters by cheating.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Because they all do it.
That's it.
And I'm sure the practice continues to this day.
Oh, there's just different ways of masking it, right?
It's got to be groundbreaking completely. Yeah. You got to stay ahead of all the tests.
Right. But it's shorter, so Todd won, we lost.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why it bugs me so much losing at that game.
I don't know why it bugs me either. I think it's because we make it a competition right here. I think we really like to win or lose for some stupid reason on this show.
And we don't have a lot else in our lives right now.
That's true. Because there's a lot of testosterone flying around this room because we're all idiots.
We don't even keep score.
No, we don't. Thank you. That's my favorite part about this. We have no record of who the winner is of all time.
Yeah, no, it's not like we're moving down in the rankings.
If you watch Around the Horn, they have the exact number of wins all those guys had for the past 10 years. And we don't even know within a week who's up.
We got to get a tote board for the wall.
No,
or something.
I blame the Twitter account there. The TNT Who's Taller Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
For not doing better archiving.
Right. They could do better.
Right. We expect more from you.
Right.
We expect more from that dude who we didn't ask to do that and don't pay at all. Damn it.
Yeah. Step it up.
Yeah. Well, there's like five or six fan accounts out there.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We have a death to report.
Yeah.
A man who was once personal doctor to President Trump passed away. Harold Bornstein claimed that Donald Trump would be the healthiest individual ever elected president.
Yeah, he was an idiot. Long gray-haired dude. You remember that guy?
That's him with the picture of that office?
That was it. They made fun of him for a couple years after
he
that.
He looks like a total caricature of a doctor.
He does.
Died last week at the age of 73. Death not announced until today. He was Trump's personal physician from 1980 until 2017. He had told his friends that he wanted to be named as the White House physician. However, the president expelled him after he told the New York Times that the president took medication to make his hair grow.
Just that little thing.
Yeah, that's enough to get you fired.
Yeah.
During the campaign in 2016, Bornstein issued a statement saying that Trump's blood pressure and lab test results were astonishingly excellent and his strength and stamina were extraordinary.
Yeah, he could apparently out-leg press Pat Robertson.
Yeah, I didn't believe any of that. Nobody believed any of that. You
know. 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Trump can leg press.
He reminded me of the guy, of the doctor who'd been in the bunker in Independence Day for 50 years.
Yeah. Except the fat version.
Yeah kind of. A little chubbier.
Yeah, that was Dieter there. Not Dieter. Right. That was a guy from...
Data.
Data, yeah.
Data from... he has a name.
He looks like...
I just saw that scene recently.
if you're of a certain age, you'll remember this. He looks like the guy who used to publish Mad Magazine.
Oh, my God.
That fat guy.
He looks like the doctor I'd expect to see when you go in and get a medical marijuana card.
Yeah.
Like,
my back hurts. All right, here's your weed.
If there's a movie, MC Gainey would play that guy.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges says his cancer prognosis is improving in a post on his website. He says a recent CAT scan showed his tumor has drastically shrunk and his new cancer regimen is working beautifully. He was diagnosed with the lymphoma last fall.
Yeah, is that Naked? What's the show? Old Man? What's the name of his series?
The Old Man or An Old Man.
It's out yet?
No. No, and that I believe that's going to be one of those on FX on Hulu.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like some
older,
like ex-CIA agent who's pulled back into the fold by something, but it looks really good.
Jeff Bridges is amazing.
It was one of those that should have been out like last spring or last summer, and it's just been sitting on the shelf, and they don't know when they're going to put it out now.
We interviewed him once, right?
Yeah.
I know we did.
He was pimping
about
music.
About his music, right?
Yeah, he had a band. Right. Maybe he still does.
And Lamar Odom.
Oh, this is the one who's banging
one of the Kardashians. Chicks.
The guy that freaked out and at Dennis, one of Dennis's
whorehouse.
Oh, he had
he nearly died
at the Bunny Ranch.
Medical issue.
Not the Bunny Ranch, the one down by Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a brothel, not a whorehouse.
Yeah, he was banging Kong.
No, they were whores.
Banging Kong?
Who's not Kong anymore?
Oh, no, she's gorgeous.
TMZ Sports reports that Lamar Odom reached a deal with Celebrity Boxing.
Oh.
No word yet on his first opponent, but he's apparently going to have his first match June 12th in Atlantic City.
Everybody wants Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
I'll fight him.
Nate ain't coming back. He can't be.
Nate lights out Robinson.
Boxing is a whole different sport compared to just because you're big and strong. And obviously, Lamar Odom's a tall dude. He can still he can still just get his ass kicked. You know, he could.
We could take a bunch of kidney punches.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it helps in that sport to be fast.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing he's not.
No, maybe not. How's Lamar now? 40, probably?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He's got to be faster than the other guy.
Nate Robinson's fight was brutal.
God, yeah, it was.
God, that was brutal.
The way he just falls to the canvas with his arms at his sides. Oh, scary, it's just lights out.
We talked to Mina Savari earlier. Love her. She's pretty cool. The movie's called
Don't Tell a Soul.
Yeah.
And it's on demand, available tomorrow.
Todd was going to help her out with her birth process.
Dr. Sanjay
said
Gupta.
No, thank you, right.
Has a book called Stay Sharp. And I think that's out there now.
Yep.
Available
he said,
everywhere.
Drink all you want, but make sure you eat berries with it. No, he didn't say that, right?
It's something like that.
All right. Muddle your fruit in your vodka. It'll help you stay even.
Right.
Specifically, berries.
I think it's a chapter in the book. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Download the podcast. Patronize the advertisers. Thanks for listening.
Maybe
wear a mask.
Maybe John Morgan tomorrow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked to a comedian in a long time.
Dave.
It's Tuesday.
Too bad you guys don't know a comedian.
I know. Yeah. It is too bad. I don't know any comedian.
How many times have we said that?
Can't wait till we can get one in the studio someday.
somewhere. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.